Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 12 to 15. It reads, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." A challenging passage here. Forgiveness is not easy. Well, we're overlapping yesterday's post on the pattern of prayer with today's focus on forgiveness. The topic of forgiveness was mentioned by Jesus in his teaching on prayer, and he knows it needs a little more unpacking. His ideas on forgiveness are different, or perhaps more developed, than those of his contemporaries. Jewish teaching of the time regarded sins as debts before God. The same Aramaic word could be used for both sin and debt. That's why the word is translated differently in different contexts. We are in debt to God and to those we have sinned against, and they in turn are in debt to us if they have sinned against us. This being the lost world that it is, sin debt is everywhere, and it's in every relationship, even the really good ones. So what do we do with these debts, the debts of sin that we have caused and those done against us? Well, we, like God, are to take the initiative to forgive. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 says, "We love because he first loved us." That can be substituted as, "We forgive because he first forgave us." Jesus took the initiative to forgive on the cross. He forgave those crucifying him, and Stephen did it while he was being stoned. In Acts chapter 7 verse 60 it says, "Then he fell on his knees and cried out, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' When he had said this, he fell asleep." Is there someone in your life who you are hoping will apologize for sinning against you? Are you waiting for that to happen before you forgive? Don't hold your breath, and don't put your salvation in peril. Forgive now. If we accept this teaching, we will find peace and destroy the grip that bitterness would otherwise have on us. We certainly do not earn forgiveness by forgiving others. Just have a look at the parable about forgiveness in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. But when we forgive, we clear the heart and the conscience, and we grow a little more like Jesus in the process. Don't delay. Forgive today. We'll go on to the next part of Matthew chapter 6 next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.